Hey, lovely people, and welcome back to Gems Podcast. It's your girl, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and with me today is Roman Fisher. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Roman, and then we're going to dive into a fun segment. So Roman Fisher is an actor and model, bodybuilder, and high performance coach, helping people transform their minds and bodies. When Roman was younger, people always told him that he wouldn't achieve his dreams of acting or modeling, but he went on to show them that he is capable of much more than that they thought. Starring in some short and feature films, as well as doing some fitness modeling, voiceovers, and men's physique competitions. What got Roman into fitness was seeing his grandpa pass away due to poor health. And as a result, it caused him to not want the same fate for himself or others. Ultimately, it inspired him to do what he does today and helping inspire others to transform their minds and bodies both. So without further ado, let's welcome Roman Fisher.
Yes, thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure being here.
My pleasure, Roman. And I like to allow my guests to connect with the audience in a fun and personal manner. So there are two options to choose from. We can either do a rapid fire game, emphasis on rapid, or an icebreaker. What are you in the mood for?
Let's see. I've never really played either, so I guess I'll leave it up to you. Yeah.
Okay, let's get down to business. Y'all, we're going to do a rapid fire game with Roman Fisher. Do-do-do-do-do-do. We're playing rapid fire with Genesis and Roman. Question numero uno. Number one, what does your name mean, or what's the significance behind Roman?
Yes. So when my parents named me Roman, they obviously had a really great idea that would later, you know, inevitably shape who I am currently. So I know that Roman, it has a lot of different meanings. One of them is being a person from Rome. I'm not from Rome, Italy. So I'll be real with you. I'm not from Rome, Italy. I've even been told, you know, I'm Italian, not just by my name, but how I look. So I'm not quite that either. But it does mean that. And it also does mean, you know, someone of, you know, strong courage and strength. And that's something I will say, that's something that I have, luckily. And that's something I've developed just over time, you know, through a lot of different struggles, setbacks, and problems. And as we all know, you know, it's a very cliche saying, but as we all do know, what doesn't kill you inevitably will make you stronger. So that's something that has really helped me develop that inner strength and confidence and boldness. And that's what that Roman name really means to me, especially now.
Love it. So that was a deep, thought-provoking one there, y'all. Question number two, favorite color?
My favorite color, you know, it would have to be red. There's just something about that. It really just commands your attention. It's, you know, I mean, there's different variations of red, but for the most part, it's bold. It's right there. And, you know, it's, there's something about it. It just really grabs, you know, your attention and, just grabs your attention. That's what I like most about it. It really stands out in a really good, respected way.
Okay. And then the next questions, I want you to be rapid with them. Okay. So let's see how fast you could be. Okay. Question three, what's one word to describe you, Roman?
Yeah, I would say just courageous.
Okay. Yeah. Courageous. Question four, would you rather a dream car, dream home, or go big and have both?
I would say both. Yeah.
Okay. Question five, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I would have to say just invincibility. Basically, because I just love the idea of being able to, you know, just be unstoppable and have that, you know, force to just do whatever I want. And however I want, in a good way, of course.
Question number six. Name one thing in your life that you have done that was crazy from the outside looking in, but it actually built character.
Yeah, I would have to go ahead and say that That's actually a really, really tough one to answer in a really quick amount of time. So, because I have to think back a little bit, I would have to say the craziest thing that I did, you know, and it's not really super, super crazy, but I would have to say, yeah, just helping out, you know, someone, yeah, helping out someone on the street that I did not know. And, you know, a lot of people think that could be crazy because some people are, you know, especially where I'm from, a lot of people fake that kind of stuff. So helping out someone in need on the streets, and later on that helped just build that character in me to be that person just to help out people, which filters into what I do now.
Okay. Question 7. This is an easy one. Where are you from?
Yes, I am from initially Ohio.
Okay. Ohio. What part of Ohio?
Toledo or Perrysburg, more specifically.
Okay. Question 8. What did you dream of becoming when you were a child?
What I dreamed of, you know, the very most was honestly was being an actor. Yeah.
Okay. Question 9. Who's your favorite actor or actress?
My favorite actor would have to be just hands down. Let's see. I would have to, I'm just going to say Tom Cruise right now. Yeah.
Okay. Tom Cruise. Question, we're on 10 now. So it is our pass or play question, and here are the rules. If you pass, our roles are reversed, and you can ask me a question. If you play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So are we passing or playing?
So, yeah, I guess we'll just keep playing, yeah.
Okay. Question number 10. What is your happy place?
My happy place, honestly, is the gym. Just working out. Yeah.
Love it. And we have just wrapped up Rapid Fire with Roman, y'all. Now let's dive into some of the things that Roman is working on now. We know he's an actor. We know he's a model. We know he bodybuilds. But one important thing that I think we all can use is mindset and understanding how we could really develop our mindsets personally and professionally, because people say you are what you think. So when you focus on mindset and personal development, why do you zone in on this area?
I zone on mindset the most personally for me and for other people, because that's the just overall core of our being. I say, other than our heart, you know, it's our brain. You know, you could see it, you could really say that our heart or brain, they're both the core, you know, fundamentals of who we are. I really look at it as your brain is where all your thoughts come in, your emotions. That's where everything just interconnects outside of, you know, your heart down there. So that's what I really, that's why I really practice mindset and mindset shifting, especially on a day if I'm feeling a little depressed or a little down, because it all happens to all of us. But whenever I have those days, just shifting my mindset and really zoning in on what I'm thinking, how I'm thinking, you know, just everything about what I'm thinking. And that is very, very, very powerful, because if we're not at all focused on what we're thinking, you know, our thoughts can get ugly. And sometimes people don't realize how ugly their thoughts can get and become eventually. And that's the danger of that. So just really captivating your thoughts and your overall emotions as a result, that's huge. So that's why I really see mindset as the most important thing, or the very first thing, at least, that you should focus on when you're really considering overall personal, you know, inner development.
I like that, because it's like you're doing the work internally, and when you do the work internally, things are going to line up for you externally. But it first starts with, you know, taking inventory of what we're thinking, why we're thinking it, how does it make us feel, how are we showing up in the world around us, meaning in relationships, at work, in our businesses, whatever that place is, because sometimes we could show up one way in one area but not in another, so we have that inconsistency. But whenever you really practice mindset and shifting your mindset, you're changing your perspective or you're getting a new perspective and seeing things from your vantage point and your lens. And I think that's important for us to really focus on, because in today's society, everyone is vying for attention from external validations. And whenever they're vying for that attention from external validations, that's also altering part of their mindsets, because they're no longer thinking for themselves, because there's so many things that are probing into them. Social media, television, it's telling you a vision. Family members and friends, and you lose a sense of your identity trying to assume the identities of other people. And I think, you know, when you think about mindset and personal development, Roman, how do you equate mindfulness in that? Because you need to be mindful of your mindset. And I think that's an area that could, you know, complement or go in parallel, mindset and mindfulness. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts on that, just to be fully real and honest with you, is that when most people have a mindset, you know, it could be good, it could be, you know, negative, just depending on the overall person and circumstance that they're going through. But the thing is, where it really, really correlates and it really comes together in one, I would say, is if, you know, you're having a day that's pretty rough and you're not mindful of how you're thinking and just your overall surroundings to you, that can really make it hard to stay positive. And also, it can make you over time a more negative person. Because when people don't, you know, if they're not mindful of their thoughts, they can actually start thinking negative. And when they start doing that, that can build, you know, a negative habit to think negative. I know that's pretty redundant with negative, but that's literally how it goes with a lot of people. And I've done it in the past. I know a lot of people personally that have done it and still do it, sadly, to this day, where a lot of things will happen. And yes, it is not easy to stay positive in a lot of different life situations. Like, I'll be real, but while that's so, and while that's true, mindfulness is where your mindset can actually be set right. No pun intended. You know, that mindfulness is actually going to set your mind on the right track, on the right path, on the right, you know, destination, ultimately, especially if you're trying to achieve a certain objective or goal. And let's say this goal will take a year to, you know, complete, or 2 years even. That is really when you need to really just zero in on your mindset and how you're thinking about everything on the journey. Because if you're not mindful of your mindset, that journey will be that much harder and that much more difficult. So just really being mindful of your overall mindset, that's where it's super, super helpful with whatever you do in life.
Yes. And I think that no matter where you are in life, we all have had those moments where, you know, we do go down a rabbit hole, or we second guess, or we don't necessarily zone in on why we're thinking a certain way because we don't want to feel bad. But hey, Daniel Patterson, because you had a bad day, da na na na. And I'm not going to sing that song because I'm not a singer. But think about, like, when you have that bad day, remember, life happens not just to you, but for you. How are you going to react to what has happened to you? And yes, it's hard. Yes, it sucks. And some days you just want to slap the out of somebody, but you're not going to, because if you react a certain way, there's going to be certain consequences. But then another thing too is, if you begin to tap into your egos, like, for example, I have a positive ego, positive Patty is what I name her. And then I have a negative ego, negative Nancy. And whenever those negative thoughts come into, I have to learn how to shift my mindset from those negative thoughts over here to those positive thoughts over here. Because if I stay in this negative over here, then the rest of my day is going to correlate negatively, because I'm allowing bad thoughts to poison how I feel. And by poisoning how I feel, that's going to control my tone of voice. It's going to control my mind. It's going to control my heart. I may be closed-hearted. I may not be open and receptive to others. And then also my body language, I'll feel like tension in my neck, my shoulders, all of those things. And people don't realize how your thoughts are connected to your emotions are connected to your mouth is connected to your body, and how all of it works together to have those synergies and harmonies. And that's why I'm so glad we brought in mindfulness and we're talking about mindset. But another thing you mentioned earlier when we were talking is the mindset shifting. How do you help people shift their mindset? Because not everyone may be keen on doing this.
Yes, that's one of those really difficult things that most people have yet to master. And some people are still, you know, practicing it. I really admit, and I will admit, it is a practice more than anything. It's even a practice for me because, like, you know, we're all imperfect. So it's inevitably going to be a practice for each and every one of us here. But it is something that you can definitely get better at. I don't believe you ever can really master mindset. I know there's a lot of people saying, okay, I want to master my mindset. I want to practice mindset mastery. Can you do that? No. I mean, can you get better? Yes, you can always get better. And that's the thing. You can't ever be perfect, but you can always get better, as they say. So with that in mind, and with that being said, how I really help not just myself, but coach people into improving and just developing a better, more positive mindset. The way I do it is I have them first remember, you know, if they're, let's say they're discouraged, I have them just really think back and remember why they started. So why they started this journey or process that they decided to go on, whether it's a fitness journey or otherwise. Of course, with me, a lot of my clients are just all really trying to lose weight or gain muscle. So it's definitely more fitness related for me. Yes, it's definitely more of a fitness thing in my overall business that I do. So I help my clients realize why they started and understand that. When they can understand why they started from the get-go, it's a lot more stimulating and motivating for them to keep going and keep pushing. After that, I have them, you know, write out in a journal just their three wins that they do every week, even if it's the even if it's the smallest of the small wins. Like, you don't have to have huge wins, and that's what I tell my clients. Even if you just have three small wins each and every week, that'll add up to at least one big win each and every week.
Really quick, and I would encourage them to have an anthem. Like, so if you want to celebrate your wins, big or small, like one song that I would have on repeat is this song by DJ Khaled. All I do is win, no matter what. Yeah. And then it just boosts you up. So like, if you don't like that song, find a song that, you know, gets you pumping and feeling the beat at a higher elevation and a higher vibe. So you're going to stay consistent because you know your why, which was number one. Now, number two is you're writing down your three wins. And I did the three, but look at that. It looks like a W, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. If you write that down and then get your anthem and get pumped up, like, think about how much more you could build into that practice. I just want to interject that. Go ahead. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely huge. I would definitely suggest that as well. Beyond those two things, really just practicing everything that, and you don't even have to practice it, just remember and write out and say everything you're grateful for. And that's what I tell my clients. Just think of everything in your past, everything in your present, and everything that you likely could expect to happen to you. What are you all grateful for? It could be, you know, people, like friends, family, could be a career that you have or a job that you had that you really were, you know, happy to have. And just maybe it's your, you know, bank account, could be anything. Just think about anything that really makes you happy, anything that puts a smile on your face by the end of the day. And that's what I have them just, you know, tell themselves and remember and write down in journal. And when they write it down, what's really cool is it actually gets into their subconscious mind. So it's a lot easier to just remember and have it embedded into their head. So it makes it that much more motivating, and it keeps them consistent with the journey that they're on. So those are just three huge things that I have my clients do. And then, of course, a little side note to you, I have them at the end of every coaching call that I do with them when I do these fitness coaching calls. I have them just really zone in on the three things they want to even do better for next week. And when I have them zone in on those three things they want to accomplish for the next week ahead, that really helps them stay even more motivated.
I like that, because whenever you visualize what it is that you're trying to achieve, you're going to work that much harder to make those things out there, those dreams, become a reality, because you see it out in front of you. Now that you have the big picture, you want to grab hold of it and zone in and say, I see this. This is what I'm working towards. And I don't want it to just be a figment of my imagination. I don't want it to just be a dream. I want it to be a reality, so I could say, this is what I've worked hard for. This is what I've accomplished. This is what I've set the bar for. And once you reach that, keep on going. Don't let that stop right there. And consistency is key, y'all. It is key. I can't tell you how important that is, because it takes about 60 to 90 days to form a habit. So if you take these three practices that Roman has told you about, know your why, recite gratitude, write things down, and you do it on a daily basis, whether you're spending 5 minutes doing this activity or 10 minutes, and you build upon it, it becomes a habit, and it's going to be so ingrained into you, you're not even going to have to, you know, miss a beat, because you're just going to be ready to dive into it. And, you know, when I was in the coaching space, I would say that, and I think it's so important for us to acknowledge all of these things, because when you acknowledge the things that are important to you, that's part of self-awareness. It's part of self-love. It's part of self-actualization. And who's going to love you more than yourself? So if you don't make time for yourself and what's important for you, don't expect anyone else to do it, because people aren't going to love you how you want to be loved and how you want to be treated. So sometimes people say, hey, treat me as I treat others, or whatever the line is. You know what I mean, Roman? But someone may not want to be treated that way. You should treat people how they want to be treated, not how you want to be treated, because you may treat yourself like a dog and they may want to be, treated like a king, a queen, or whatnot, but you don't think nothing's wrong with the way you treat yourself, but someone else does. So know that. And when you know that, you have boundaries. When you know that, you have self-respect. When you know that, you have self-love. And I think it's so important to tap into your inward self to manifest that externally.
Definitely. And that's why, they always say you have to love yourself before you can love others. Yeah. Self-love and self-acceptance. That's everything. Also, too, a little side tip on everything we've been discussing so far. What I really love is not only helping my clients and others with motivation, because motivation's that initial spark and fire that gets you going, and it gets you in that path, in that ready mindset, that ready, set, go mindset to attack whatever you're trying to achieve. But also beyond that, though, what I'd like to have them understand is while motivation's really good, it's not the whole piece of it's not the whole pie, it's a piece of the pie. And just knowing that and understanding that while motivation's good, it's not everything. But what is everything is that consistency, because that consistency will develop discipline. And I love telling my clients, and really, I made a post about this recently, that motivation, it gets you going, but consistency keeps you growing. So yeah.
Oh, look at that, y'all. He's trying to drop beats and bars. It gets the people going. I'm not going to dive into that song lyric, but I love that, that you share that, because consistency and discipline, and it keeps you going, but it keeps you growing. And I love that you put that spin on it, because you are in the health and fitness space, but also the modeling space. So it's like, I'm going to put my mouth to where my money is, or my money where my mouth is. And I'm not just going to talk about it, but I'm going to do it, because sometimes people talk about certain things, but can you walk it like you talk it? And I think, sometimes people want to see you actually show up how you how you want them to show up. If you're not doing that for yourself, then how can you really help them in their space or help them unlock some of the bondages that they have? And when I'm talking about bondages, y'all, I'm going to elaborate. I'm talking about bondages. It could be a mental capacity. It could be a physical capacity. It could be emotional capacity, or it could be a spiritual capacity. We all may have some type of bondages, which could be limitations. They could be limiting beliefs. It could be thoughts. It could be doubt or fear, whatever that is keeping you from being on this level, which is ordinary, to getting you to this level, which is extraordinary. So between that, you need to decipher where are the areas that you need to cut out and go through a pruning process so you could really grow and groom to be the person that you desire to be, not what the world wants you to be, but what you desire to be. And yes, I'm talking with my hands because for those of you that are watching the video, I want you to get the emphasis behind this, because Roman and I aren't just here to really drop gems, but we want you to pick up the gems that we're laying down, because we want to see you grow and elevate to the level that you desire to be, because you were created for a time such as this. You were created on purpose for a purpose, but it's up to you to ignite that and you to be who you want to be in order for you to build a foundation and leave legacies for not just today, but future generations to come.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, you know, it's either day one, or it's either one day or day one. It's like, which would you rather decide on? I mean, that's what I like to say.
Yes, I love it. Roman, I'm going to also throw you an audible here, dude. So is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to share with the audience?
Yes. So if you're, you know, interested in just learning more about what I do and just everything I'm about, the people that I've helped, and just with their overall transformation with their minds and bodies, all you got to do is go to my direct website, romanfisherofficial.com, or you can even find me and connect with me on my social media. And my social media handle is Roman Fisher Official across the board on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. All of the above.
Okay. Are you not on that Twitter, which is now X?
Oh, yeah. About that. I am on that Twitter, not really actively engaged on it, but I am on it too. And my handle, if you want to find me on there too, I don't post very often, but if you want to find me on there, it's The Roman Fisher. Roman Fisher.
But other than that, y'all, it's everything is on his website, and his website has the backlinks to his socials. So if you're interested in health, fitness, modeling, bodybuilding, and yes, women, you could do it too. There are some baddies out there in the physique competition, and they are not She-Hulks, like, because I thought that and I didn't want to be asked by making assumptions. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. I don't look like She-Hulk. But girl, you can get your body nice and snatched in a healthy way. So I just wanted to put that plug out there, but there are some incredible things in the industry, y'all. So make sure that you tap into your health, because you can't have wealth if you don't have quality health. So quality health is in all areas, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So you should really encompass that. So be in line vertically, horizontally, and do the damn thing, because you are amazing and we're loving you. We're rooting for you. And we can't wait to see what you accomplish and what you set out to do. Once you just shift your mindset, practice mindfulness, and stay consistent. Consistency is the key. Signing out. Oh, before I signed out, y'all, my bad. I'm human. I definitely have a big ask. And my ask is for brand sponsors. It does take monetary resources to build the mission and movement, which is to have fabulous guests like Roman, but also to bring content that's educational, inspirational, and motivational, while also weaving in DEIB, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, because it takes all of us coming together to make this world a better place. So I'm signing out, wishing you all the best, and I can't wait to see how you implement what you learned today. And I want you to tap in with Roman and let us know what you like and what you don't like. Leave a review, hit that subscribe button, and share with your family members and friends. Roman, what do you want to say to the people before we sign out?
Yes, I want to say this. Keep going, keep exploring, and just never, ever stop transforming.
Yep, it keeps the people going. Stay pumped, y'all. Love y'all. Signing out. Mwah.